Thanks for joining us later than usual. Here we go with Thumbs and Bruce.
My thumb is up to Steve Nash, who was shut down this week with nerve pain, which has been limiting him since a harmless-looking collision early last year. He's only played 10 games for the Lakers this season. He looked like himself once. If this isn't the end of his 18-year career, then we're getting close. So why the thumbs up? Because of how he's facing it. Nash is making short films for ESPN's Grantland that are incredibly honest, jarringly so at times, about what it's like to face your athletic mortality. He was incredibly honest again when I spoke to him this week. Nash and I are the same age. We both came from BC. We both played basketball, and that's where the comparison really ends. Mm. And again, he's showing me what it would be like.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is down to the uncomfortable silence that has engulfed the Saginaw spirit in the tragic weight of the passing of 20-year-old Terry Trafford. There are questions here, but to date, no answers coming from the prominent junior hockey people, Coach Greg Gilbert or General Manager Jim Pagliafito. We know from Trafford's father that the spirit sent Terry home for what Roy Trafford calls disciplinary reasons. And we know from the same conversation that the time away from the team was supposed to be temporary, a few days. Then something changed. What changed? We don't know. Telephone messages were left informing Trafford that he was no longer welcome to return to the team. What we don't know and may never know is why. To date, the only people who have those answers aren't sharing them.
Michael Farber.
Forget the Dos Equis guy. My thumb is up to the truly most interesting man in the world, Ralph Krueger. Less than a month after being the big ice guru for the Canadian men's Olympic hockey team, Krueger has switched continents and sports. He is now chairman of Southampton FC, having jumped to the rarefied world of English Premier League soccer without prior experience in the game. Krueger can match resumes with anyone. The Manitoban played pro hockey in Germany, built the Swiss national program, coached the Edmonton Oilers before his premature firing, and boosted Team Canada. He also is an active member of the World Economic Forum, now soccer. Bartender, I'll drink what Krueger's drinking.
Thumbs down to the NHL and its inability to deal with its dislike of the shootout. At the GM's meeting in Florida, the NHL continued to look for ways to decrease the number of shootouts. One way would be to change overtime from 4-on-4 to 3-on-3, but if you're making a list of ideas that are less popular than the shootout, start there. The NHL will consider a change of ends for overtime to put skaters farther from their benches as they are in the second period, which statistically is the highest scoring of three periods. Okay, keep trying. The easy solution would be for the NHL to give up and decide it likes the shootout. Oh, but as with visits from weird old grandpa, it does. There just shouldn't be too many of them.